Hey. Hey. What are you eating?
Some real good banana bread. Is it real crisp?
No, it's real moist.
Ugh.
Welcome to the podcast.
Come have a blast. Step on the gas. Smack a giraffe. It's the Pat Cats. Come talk fast. Pass some gas. Make it last. It's the Pat Cats. Pat Cats. Pat Cats. Hey man, it's badass. Pat Cats. Pat Cats. Pat 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 Pat. Hey, it's the Pat Cats.
Hello, welcome to the Pat Cast. It's Wednesday, April 20th, 2011. Happy 420 to you out there. That's what you're celebrating today. I've got Brooks T. Lockwood in the Goulash Studios with me today in New York City. He's eating some banana bread. How's that banana bread, Brooks?
So good.
So good? Well, that's great. Well, tell us, Brooks, are you doing anything today to celebrate 420?
No.
You're just going to live 420 in the lives of your friends on Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Through their Facebook status updates.
I love to see all of them having references towards flying.
Yeah, taking flight and elevation and all that hoopla.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to do that today, are we, Brooks?
Nope.
What are we going to do today to celebrate 420?
Oh, probably eat some great food.
Buffalo Wild Wings?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds really good to me today.
Buffalo Wild Wings might actually be busy today.
For 420?
Yeah.
Nah, people are going to want that fast food stuff.
Well,
Buffalo McDonald's Wild is going to have a line.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, the express Taco Bell, is going to have a line.
Shake Shack might. That's on the cusp.
Shake Shack is definitely on the cusp. Any kind of burger joint in the city will probably have a line.
I think Big Nick's will be really, really busy.
Yeah, because people may want burgers and pizza. Big Nick's is the place for that. Tell us why that's the place for that, Brooks.
Well, Big Nick's is a burger joint and pizza joint, too.
Both?
Yeah.
It's kind of like your product that you promote here on the podcast.
Yeah, it's a little bit of the same idea. I mean, I read his book, Big Nick's Nicks, and it really inspired me in a lot of ways. And I had a couple conversations with him, and he said, go for it.
That's really inspiring. You could write a book someday telling about this. Or we could just, I think your autobiography should just be transcripts from your appearances on the podcast.
That will definitely be in my autobiography. I don't know if I will actually write one, but I'm sure someone will.
A memoir.
I like that.
The Brooks T. Lockwood autobiography written by Kevin Morse.
I think Brooks T. a memoir sounds better.
Brooks T. a memoir.
Sounds crisper. Sounds a lot crisper.
It sounds too legit to quit, if you ask me.
Yeah. By the way, that banana bread had chocolate chips in it.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I've ever tasted such joys.
So all of you listening that might be flying today from 420, if you want some delicious banana bread, just bake some chocolate chips right in there.
Chocolate chips. Might have to keep that in mind. I might just have that anyway.
You can do that.
I think I will. Well, we here at the podcast have been very busy in the past couple of weeks. Went to WrestleMania. Did a podcast last week. I was a little sick, but I did it anyway because I'm a trooper. Last week's podcast was about Record Store Day. I went to Record Store Day. It was one of the greatest days of my life, one of the greatest days of the year. And I got every purchase that I wanted, everything that I had on my list, and then some. And now I'm broke, and all I have are some records sitting over here to show for it.
That's real dumb.
Hey, that's not very nice of you.
Well, it wasn't.
It's real rude. Real rude. Listen to this guy. So you see that Daft Punk record over there? The Tron one?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it came in three different colors. I got the blue one. They only had the blue one at the record store that I went to. But it came in three different colors. Now, get this. Listen to me and hear me out on this, Brooks. There was a guy who sold all three colors of that on eBay. Can you tell me how much it went for yesterday when the auction ended?
$550.
No, less than that.
Well, that's anything less than that's lame.
Well, I know, but I paid $10 for that record, you see. They only made so many copies of this record. Can you tell me one more guess of how much you think it went for?
$200.
You were close. It was $147. Yeah, can you believe that?
That's like over 100% profit.
No, it really is. I mean, he probably paid around 10 bucks, maybe a little more, somewhere 10 to 15, depending on the store he went to, on each of these albums. It's a Daft Punk, Tron, four-track record. It looks awesome. But yeah, that's kind of insane. Even the single ones are going for at least like 50, 60 bucks.
You know how I bet bought that?
How?
Matt Davis probably bought that.
You know, it might have been Matt Davis. Matt Davis is a hardcore Tron fan. He bought the deluxe edition of the soundtrack, got his glow-in-the-dark Daft Punk poster, which I'm not going to lie, it's pretty awesome. It's huge. It's a great poster. But, I don't know. My phone is buzzing over there. Must be a text.
Text.
Have you ever gotten a text message before?
A few times.
Picture message?
Once.
Did you get any picture messages recently?
One yesterday.
From who?
From this one classy dame. That's Jordan Syren.
Jordan Syren would do that.
He would refer to ladies as, even if they weren't classy. Maria Beltran sent me a text picture.
Some of you may not know Maria. She's never been on the podcast, but I like to call her Denise. Denise Voltron. But her name is Maria. Her birth name, that is. Well, we think. We're not sure. She's from Puerto Rico. She might be lying.
Well, we should get her on the podcast sometime.
You know, I agree. We should have her live via satellite from Puerto Rico somehow. I think that would be an amazing feat for the podcast, you know, having someone broadcast on the podcast from another country. I think that it would do wonders. Ratings would go up. We don't even have a rating system, but ratings would go up anyway. What?
Yeah, everybody has a rating system.
We don't.
We don't, but somebody else does for it.
Unless you want to create it, Brooks.
I already created it.
Okay. Well, what did we get last week?
-7.
Yeah, that's probably about right. What about the week before that?
A neutral 0.
That's because there wasn't one that week. So you're pretty much right on target here. So anyways, what picture did Maria send you?
Sent me a picture of a bunch of names. I said, what is this? And and she explained later that she used a bunch of our names here for people that have been on the podcast. For some extras on a big TV show that they do in Puerto Rico.
Well, that's real nice of her.
My favorite name on there was Sergeant Kevin Morse.
Yeah, Sergeant Kevin Morse. Kevin Morse should be the sergeant.
That's correct. My name was also on there as well as Patrick's and then a combination of a few other folks that we know.
Yeah, Mark Sinacrope. Combining Mark Anthony and Chris Sinacrope.
Yeah, we won't get into the Mark Anthony thing. We don't really know the real Mark Anthony. We know a lesser version of him.
Now, when you the audience out there who aren't familiar with what we're talking about here, Mark Anthony could mean many things to you. It could mean Mark Anthony as in the Mark Anthony.
Which is, used to have a big mole on his face.
That was Enrique Iglesias.
Oh.
But close. He's married to J-Lo. Then there's the other Mark Anthony. What was the old Mark Anthony from back in the olden times, as I like to call them, back in the Kevin Morse era of dictatorship? I don't know what he did.
He didn't do anything.
The old Mark Anthony. Well, then there's this Mark Anthony who's in our class, or who's in our class down at old Full Sail University. And I don't know. Do you have anything to say about him right now?
Yeah.
All right, then. We're going to move right along then into our first song. Brooksy Lockwood, what has been in your iPhone lately? You're still doing the Ardio?
Oh, yeah.
The great subscription service that is Ardio?
I am.
And what do you have in there right now? Do you hear those sirens outside?
I do. They're really pissing me off.
Yeah, anyway. What's been playing in your Ardio lately? What have you been adding, to your device there?
Well, let me just look here.
Let's open it up. Let's see what you got.
Open up my heart.
Open up your heart. Open up your mind.
I can tell you what I have rediscovered lately. Not rediscovered.
Muse?
But, no. Similar.
Jimmy Ray?
Nope. Not rediscovered. They've always had a fond place in my heart.
One Hit Wonders of the 90s?
When I went on a trip to Austin, Texas a few weeks back, and I was able to see a great cover band called Magnifico.
Magnifico.
Yeah.
They sound magnificent.
They're a Queen cover band.
Oh my goodness.
And I was really nervous because they're either going to be good or terrible. There's just no middle
That's
ground.
True. There is no middle ground when it comes to cover bands.
Let me just tell you, they were great.
That's what I like to hear. Was our good old buddy T. McDee the lead singer of this cover band?
He was not.
Well, he should have been.
He was a skinny, bald dude.
Shout out to T. McDee there.
But they were great, so I would love to see them again. If you're in the Austin area, that's I hear they play there frequently.
Are they from Austin?
Yeah, they are.
That's interesting.
Live music capital.
So probably no chance of them coming up here?
Probably not, but maybe we can get a thing going.
Sign a petition.
I already signed it.
We can start a thing on the podcast for it.
Let's do it.
Let's bring Magnifico to New York City. Or maybe to your city. I don't know. But I'm assuming we're not playing a track by Magnifico here. We're going to play a Queen track, right?
Well, no.
Or neither.
I was just throwing that out there.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we should start off with a Queen song.
Really?
We never played a Queen song on the podcast. Yeah. I think it's about that time.
It's a pretty heavy task.
I know it is. It really is because when it comes to Queen, you know, they're a band that have put out several albums. They've, you know, they were around for a long time. They have a plethora of great tunes, so it's hard to pick just one. So I don't know.
What should we pick?
I don't know. Who Wants to Live Forever? I Want to Break Free. Show Must Go On. Man, there's so many. There's so many. I Want It All. I Want It All.
I Want It All.
I Want It All?
Yeah, I Want It All.
I Want It All as well.
Let's do it.
What are we watching here, bro?
I was just catching up on the event.
How is that show?
Eh, I don't know. It's been difficult to get into. It is interesting, but it's also moving along kind of slow for my taste.
It's no Andy Griffith show.
No, not at all.
But what is, really?
Yeah, there's no whistling here.
No whistling. That was Queen. Really, really digging that song there. It was good to have some Queen on the podcast for the first time ever. You can keep browsing your audio there so we can get a new song going here in a moment. Movies, Brooks. Seen any good movies lately?
You know what? I saw that Hannah movie. That movie sucked.
Yeah, it didn't look well. I don't know. I don't even think I ever really saw a full, complete trailer for it.
I'm just really sad. I haven't really seen, like, a good movie this year. Like, a movie I can really be like, oh, that was great.
Yeah. Well, I saw a movie yesterday at work, which is one of the finest achievements in cinematic history. I put it on par with The Mighty Peking Man and Troll 2, which is a bold statement.
What movie was it?
It's called Troma's War. It is something else. I believe it's on Hulu. Jeff the Prophet told me that it was on Hulu. He helped put it on Hulu. It might be on Netflix instant streaming. I'm not real sure. But we need to watch it later because it is seriously one of the most ridiculous things I think I've ever, my eyes have ever seen.
Is it going to be the next Troll 2?
I don't know because it's one of those movies that's made by Troma, like films. These people make just ridiculous movies anyway that aren't meant to be taken seriously. So I doubt it's the next Troll 2, whereas Troll 2 was created as a serious film at the time.
Well, all I know is if you guys don't know Jeff Prophet, he is responsible for many of your Hulu viewing pleasures.
Yeah, we want to give a quick shout out to Jeff Prophet. We've been really naming names on this episode.
Yeah, we're just name droppers. That's all we are.
Yeah, name droppers. Might need to be the name of the episode.
I don't think you should say that.
Okay, well, I won't. Another name dropping here I want to give a shout out to is my buddy Matt Rector, who sent me a text the other day. He's got his own podcast now called The Deuce Cast. I listened to it. I enjoyed it. Brooks thought he listened to it, but it was just a dream. It was just a dream, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, Brooks. You can listen to it, though. Go to look up The Deuce Cast on Google, and you can add it to your podcasting queue and have your ears ready to be listened to. But that's just a quick little shout out to the Deuce Cast. Matt Rector, I don't know if some of you may remember, he was a part of the very first Pat Mania that was 3 years ago. Can you believe that? The original Pat Mania was 3 years ago?
Blows my mind.
Blows mine too. 3 years ago, Pat Mania was happening. And we're about to do Pat Mania 2 mere 3 years later. And we're going to announce the main event for Pat Mania real soon. It's going to be a real crisp main event. Brooks T. Lockwood doesn't even know what it is. That's how secretive it is. But do you have any predictions of what it might be?
It's either going to be cool or it's going to be awesome.
Well, that's two bold words. You know, I couldn't have picked anything better. Now, we did have some WrestleMania predictions on our WrestleMania 27 episode, and I announced before that the winner who got the most predictions correct would make it into the main event at Patmania. Now, I'm not going to reveal that just yet. I mean, of course, you could go back and watch and try to reveal it, but we also got some predictions from Dr. Kenny Sheltonov, who couldn't be a part of our WrestleMania 27 episode, even though he did come to WrestleMania 27 with us. He did give me his predictions, so we're going to tally them all up, which I've already done, actually, and we are going to announce that main event on the next PatCast. Are you excited, Brooks?
I'm getting there.
Yeah, you're getting there. Are you going to be a part of PatMania?
We'll see. You know, it really depends on how I feel that day.
I mean, if you want, you can be a part of a match. You can be an announcer. You can be a referee. You can sing "God Bless the USA." I don't know. It's up to you. It's your call.
I might take you up. Hey, speaking of that, "God Bless USA," I met a girl the other day.
Whose father is Lee Greenwood?
It's her uncle.
Oh my gosh, that's so close.
Yeah, so we had to do a little exercise. We had to tell random facts about each other, and that was her awesome random fact.
How great would it be if your uncle was Lee Greenwood?
I don't know.
I just can't even imagine that.
It's probably pretty annoying to her, but...
Yeah, how great would family, like, holidays be? You're just hanging out with Lee Greenwood. Man, this guy wrote "God Bless the USA," man. How great. Lee Greenwood's my uncle.
It's a real patriotic family.
It's gotta be. Man, just imagine. Just imagine sitting there at Thanksgiving. I would just want Lee Greenwood just to sing the whole time.
Yeah, I can imagine sitting at the Thanksgiving table and just no one talks but Lee. You know?
He just sings. He doesn't even talk. He just sings.
From a young age.
Now I'm proud to be an American. Yeah, that family would be like, "Shut up, Lee! We know that you're an American. We're all American here."
Yeah, well, I mean, Lee's a great guy.
Lee is a great guy. I mean, I don't know him personally, but he seems like he'd be real nice. Well, that's really funny.
Yeah, that's great.
I would play a Lee Greenwood song right now, but I don't want to. If I did play a Lee Greenwood song, I wouldn't play that one. I would play some obscure Lee Greenwood song that no one has ever heard. Yeah, deep cut of Lee Greenwood. Now that would be something special. What do you got on your Ardio here that we're going to play next, Brooksy?
Well, I found a new album on Ardio, as I often do.
It's easy to do.
Yeah. It's by this group called Portastic.
Porktastic?
Porttastic.
Man, could you imagine if your name was Porktastic?
That'd be gross.
Sell meats at the merch stand?
That'd be gross.
Yes, yes it would. Now, Brooks, me and you are fans of TV shows. You like certain shows, I like certain shows. Sometimes we like the same shows, wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
Kind of like that with everybody.
Yep.
There's one show we both thoroughly enjoy. It's called The Office.
Yep.
Steve Carell's leaving.
Yep.
It's coming real soon.
Yep.
Tomorrow night's episode is Michael Scott's Last Dundies.
Yep.
Now, the Dundies are his awards that he gives out because he works at a place called Dunder Mifflin, in case you people out there aren't familiar with The Office. Well, you know, what are your thoughts about this?
It's going to be sad. It's going to be awesome. I hope they don't screw it up.
You know, I don't think they will. I like how they're kind of tying a lot of things up here. It's made for a much better season than last season.
Yeah, I think as The Office has moved on this season, and even a little bit of last season, it's just become... They're having to try to tie it up, and it's become more emotional than funny, and people don't like that.
Yeah, well, I dig it.
Well, I understand why people don't like it, but people need
that's true.
People need to understand that it just has to happen.
No, it has to. It absolutely has to. It's just you know, it's a growing pain, like Alan Thicke.
Exactly. It's just part of a bigger picture, and if you can't dig that bigger picture, then get off the porch with the big dogs.
Get off the porch with the big dogs. The new Brooks T. Lockwood t-shirt going to be on sale next week. I'm thinking it's going to be a hot seller. Get off the porch with the big dogs. We're going to cut to a commercial break real quick, and when we get back, we're going to play some more tunes right here on the PatCast. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the heedless rambling of Patrick and his friends, better known as the PatCast. PatCast. Crew. Cast.
Do you remember running with the big dogs back in the day? I don't. But I've been on the porch for a long time, and the big dogs finally came up there. They loved it. They're tired of running. Get your "Big Dogs Still on the Porch" t-shirt today.
This is the Patcast. The Patcast, waking up the screwball in all of us and putting to bed those filthy rumors of horseradish.
I'm glad that you've been here again on this episode with us again. You know, this has got to be your fifth, sixth appearance now or more.
Yeah, are we wrapping it up here?
No, we're not going to wrap it up yet. I just want to say thank you.
Oh.
While we're talking about your contract and just your loyal dedication to the broadcast.
We'll have to see if I renew that contract for next.
Well, I hope you do, you know? You think you'll make it into the Patcast Hall of Fame next year?
I don't know, that'd be a great honor.
Would be a great honor. Be an honor and a pleasure. We'd love to have you in there.
When's the Patcast Hall of Fame episode?
That'll be coming up again in January.
Really?
Yeah, you've got a long time.
Hmm.
We've still got Pat Mania to get to. We've got the Patcast Awards later this summer. You'll probably be up for some awards.
That's great.
Best product, you'll be up there against Matt Davis.
Did he win last year?
He did win. At the 2008 Patcast Awards.
Did he have any challengers?
Oh, yeah. There were several challengers.
What were these other products?
Well, we had the Matt Nassar Dynasty's glove for the feet. It was a toe sock.
Hmm.
It was a very good product.
Now we have the Big Dog t-shirts coming back.
That's true. We do have the Big Dog t-shirts. But what was funny about Matt during that year, he was up for like, he had like three nominations in that one category. Because he had the regular Matt Davis body scrub commercial. He had the man scrub. He had the man scrub for women. He had a lot of things going for him.
Whatever happened to the man scrub for women?
It just got discontinued. It allegedly put hair on their chest when the ladies used it. So, I don't know. I think it got discontinued. Just there was kind of a backlash, I think, from that was kind of overlooked. And it really isn't talked about too much in these parts.
Well, I'm sorry. I had to bring it up. I just want to know the history behind it.
Yeah, he's probably going to be really upset with you for bringing this up.
Well, sorry, Matt.
Yeah. Matt's not going to stand for this. But yeah, I don't know. There's several things. You've also got to think about this, though. Not only do you have Matt you're going up against here, probably this summer. I'm just speculating. I mean, the awards obviously haven't been announced, but I'm just speculating. But you're also going to have Phil Thomas Catt to go up against with his Uncharted Zone commercial.
Well, that's going to be real hard.
I know. Because you know that Phil Thomas Catt has a very loyal fan base who will get on there and vote for all the awards that he's probably going to be up for.
He's probably going to win everything.
Possible, you know? Who knows? It's a tough thing. I mean, I doubt this episode is going to be up for best episode, but there are, like, certain episodes that really stick out, like the Hall of Fame episode, the 50th episode, the Cat Cast, you know? Those are big ones.
The Cat Cast is real big.
It's real big. But, you know, if the Cat Cast wins, you win, because you were there.
Well, it's a win-win, as they say.
It is a win-win. Patcast Awards later this summer. Pat Mania 2 is happening Memorial Day. Lots of big things coming up in the world of the Patcast. Going on to another song now. What else we got in your audio library?
Well, very special band we're going to play here.
How special are they?
They're real special. They're from my hometown in Springfield, Missouri.
That's great.
Yeah, they are great, and I listened to them back in high school, and they're still good. They're still good. That's the best thing about it, you know?
That's all that matters, as long as they're still good.
They're still going. The band is called Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin.
There we go.
You ever heard of them?
I have.
Yeah. I remember listening to them back in the day before they were popular.
And now they are.
Yeah, now they are.
And you knew them way back when.
Yeah, some of my friends from high school actually know those guys, which makes me feel cool, even though I don't know.
We're going to wrap things up for this 59th episode of the Patcast. The next one's our 60th. We will be announcing the main event for Pat Mania next week on the Patcast. Brooks, want to thank you. I really appreciate you coming into the Goulash Studios today to record this episode. I know you have a very busy schedule right now, still doing the hand modeling on the side, and just, I don't know, what else have you been doing really lately? I'm not really sure.
Just lots of things.
Living the American dream?
Trying real hard.